Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. About partway through our presentation tonight, we're going to ask you to sing. So we'll have a congregational partway through, and then we'll end with a congregational song as well, too. So you're part of this tonight as well, too. Amen. Thank you.
And when they came nigh to Jerusalem, unto Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go your way into the village over against you, and as soon as ye be entered into it, ye shall find a colt tied, whereon never man sat. Loose him and bring him. And if any man say unto you, Why do ye this? Say ye that the Lord hath need of him, and straightway he will send him hither. And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without, in a place where two ways met, and they loose him. And certain of them that stood there said unto them, What do ye, loosing the colt? And they said unto them, Even as Jesus had commanded, and they let them go. And they brought the colt to Jesus, and cast their garments on him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down branches off the trees, and strawed them in the way. And they that went before, and they that followed, cried, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate answered and said again unto them, "What will ye then that I shall do unto him whom ye call the King of the Jews?" And they cried out again, "Crucify him." Then Pilate said unto them, "Why, what evil hath he done?" And they cried out the more exceedingly, "Crucify him." And so Pilate, willing to content the people, released Barabbas unto them and delivered Jesus when he had scourged him to be crucified. And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium, and they called together the whole band. And they clothed him with purple and plaited a crown of thorns and put it about his head and began to salute him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they smote him on the head with a reed and did spit upon him, and bowing their knees worshipped him. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do."
Amen.
If you take your hymn books, please, you remain seated and turn to 353. If you still think about the crucifixion, a beautiful hymn. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me. 353.
After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture might be fulfilled, saith, I thirst. Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it upon hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, It is finished. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost.
Mary.
When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. He went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Now is Christ risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
You would stand together, please, and take your hymn books and turn to number 356. 356. There's a reason. Because he lives, we can face tomorrow. Amen. Let's sing it on the first verse.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lives. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
On the last verse now. So much. You may be seated.
It's a wonderful cantata tonight. I'd like for you to take your Bibles very quickly and go to John chapter number 20. We see at the end of all the things that were spoken of tonight, we see the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And in John chapter number 20, we see that Thomas was not in the room when Jesus shows up and presents himself to the other disciples. And what a wonderful meeting tonight we've had in this place, and sing the songs about the Lord Jesus Christ together, and then to have them sung to us from the choir, the specials, every piece of this bringing to light that Jesus Christ both came to earth, lived, died, and rose again. Amen. And because he lives, we can have victory. Because he lives, we know that we can face tomorrow, because we do not have to have fear of death and hell, but because of his payment on Calvary, we can live. And we can have life, an eternal life, and have it more abundantly, according to the scripture in chapter number 20 of the book of John. I hope you found it now. We find this doubting man. while all those around them had told him about Jesus' appearance, while Thomas wasn't there, Thomas doubted the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. See, Thomas had gone just so far. He had believed in Jesus that he was the Messiah that could rule and reign. He believed that he could follow him. He believed he could trust him with everything and lived and followed, but he followed him just so far. He believed Jesus could raise others from death to life, but he stopped short of believing that Jesus truly rose again. In chapter 20 and verse 29, we see Jesus speaking to him. Now Thomas has believed. But Thomas only believed not by faith, but by sight. Look at the scripture. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through him. We live, listen folks, Thomas had the opportunity to see Jesus, to take his hands and put them in the holes in his hands and to be able to thrust his hand into his side. But folks, you and I have never had that opportunity. And if we're not careful, just like Thomas, we'll come just so far. We'll hear songs sung about Jesus. We'll hear messages preached about Jesus, and we'll only go so far, and we will not follow through with giving him our heart, our life, and trusting in him for our eternal destiny. Tonight, if you're here and listen, you've heard all about Jesus. Like Thomas, you believe that you've been around him all your life. You've invested time and time again in being in messages, being in church. You've been a church member, a Sunday school teacher, a worker, a bus driver. You've been all kinds of different things. You've invested time in Jesus, but you've never gone all the way and trusted in his holy name. You've never believed in him. You've never been born again. Listen, you say, well, preacher, what do you mean? I mean, I grew up in a church just like this one that preached the straight gospel of Jesus Christ. And I prayed a prayer at 5 years old. And my parents, and listen, I'm going to tell you, folks, I prayed. I walked down to the altar, but there was no conviction on my heart. I went because other people went. And all through my life, as I was burdened and I would come to the altar, people would say, you remember you prayed that prayer. You remember you got saved. But folks, there was something in my head people kept trying to tell me, but I had Jesus here, but he wasn't in my heart. I had never trusted fully in the finished work of Calvary. I did not have a personal salvation. And my greatest fear in this world is that we'd have a wonderful night like tonight and the singing of a wonderful cantata about Jesus is alive, that because he lives, and that people would be in this building today and miss heaven by 18 inches because they know all about him, but they've never put their faith and trust in him in their heart.
That's right.
Folks, you know there are people that sit in this room, and I mean, again, you say, well, preacher, how did you know I was doubting? Or there's others sitting in this room going, preacher, why are you trying to make people doubt? Folks, I just want to tell you, when I got Jesus and I trusted him, there's not a soul on planet Earth that can make me doubt it. I got the Spirit of God that resides in me. And when somebody preaches and says, are you sure that you're saved? Something witnesses on the inside of me and says, you're saved and you know it. You're saved. Folks, if you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, don't leave here tonight doubting. Receive Jesus. Receive the Son of God as your personal Savior and be born again. With heads bowed and eyes closed, stand to your feet. Brother Bert's going to lead us in an invitation hymn. I'm going to step to the front. If God has spoken to your heart tonight through either the music or the message, you come and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior.
All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence. daily live. I surrender.
With me tonight. If you're here in the building, you don't know Christ as your Savior, you may feel like you put it off to another day. Don't guarantee on tomorrow. With the wars and rumors of wars all around this world, the Bible talks about Jesus could come at any moment. Everything has been fulfilled for Him to return. Don't wait another day. Don't wait another hour. Step forward and let us take a Bible and show you how you can be saved, as Brother Bert sings. Brother Bert.
All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender.
You did tonight what God asked you to do. If you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior, you made your way in and you said, "Preacher, I just didn't understand the invitation. I do need to be saved." Why don't you stop me after the service? I'd love to take the Bible and show you how you can know for sure. Sometimes you get into an old-fashioned church like ours, you've never been in an invitation where they call you to the front. So listen, there's always an invitation. You're invited. I'd love to take the Bible and show you how you can know that you know that you know that you're on your way to heaven. There are several others. Most of these folks around here could do that for you. But if you'd come see me, I would take the Bible in a moment. Please don't feel like you're going to be putting me out. My goal, my heart, even the choir tonight, they're singing, was for you so that you could pass from death unto life and receive Jesus Christ. We want that for you. I think the choir did a great job, did they not? How about if we give them a big round of applause? Amen. Amen. And how about their conductor, Brother Bert? Amen. Appreciate Brother Bert doing that. Amen. Putting all this together. Amen. And he told me before, he was not nearly as stressed out about this as he was the accreditation. And so everything is good. Amen. And so we praise the Lord for all that was done and put together today, the work that was done on the buses and the Sunday school classes. And just pray that the Lord will help us to just stay faithful till He comes. And this week, as you go out in your different ways, you know, you can sometimes the best witness we can be is to have a song in our heart and let it come out of our mouth a little bit. Now, some of you that, you know, maybe that's why you're not in the choir and that's why you don't sing out loud. But I appreciate, listen, sometimes when we just have a song in our heart and we let it come out, you know, people, what are you singing about? And it gives us a great opportunity to witness of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and what He's done for us. We want to close in prayer tonight. I'm going to ask Brother Congdon. Brother Congdon, you come and close us in prayer tonight.
Heavenly Father, we do thank You for this day that You've given us. It's been a wonderful day with preaching this morning and decisions being made, and then tonight with the cantata and Lord, just singing and praising about Your finished work on the cross of Calvary and Your resurrection. Father, thank You for giving us a no-so salvation, something that's real to us. Help us to share it this week with others, make a difference in their lives. Father, just help us to be faithful to You till You come back. Be with us now till we come back on Wednesday night. And thank you again for all your blessings of the day. We ask now and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.